One should not throw seeds or pits in a place that has earth and it's going to rain over there, because you're going to cause a situation that will eventually sprout, even though it will not sprout on Shabbos. But the act of putting something in the earth or on the earth in a fashion that will eventually sprout is also a type of zireya, one of the malachis. If you notice around buildings, there's all kind of fruit trees growing from people, kids that threw out the pits. And yashlech l'tan ha'goylim, v'yashlech el k'shir sh'yokle boi v'yoyim. If you're giving seeds for the birds to eat, then you should give it the amount that your chickens or whatever you have will eat that day. The mele, you're not doing an act that will cause them to start growing. Sh'yokle v'yoyim or yomayim. The Shabbos says that what is Yomayim? Within 2 days it won't start sprouting. It takes a little more than that. So as long as they can eat it up within the next 2 days, you don't have to be concerned of sprouting, and therefore it's not considered an act of Zereya. If you put it in the ground, or on the ground, and you leave it there for a period of time, and eventually it does sprout, then you're chai from the time that you put it in the ground initially. And the Shabbos points out a side thing, that what's this? You're hearing for 2 days, you're not supposed to atriach yourself feeding animals for after Shabbos. This is talking about that you throw it down in one shot, so it's not an extra tircha. Vim, hum, and welcome to Jesus, rightly, you're the Musa Shem Sashat Smoch. Another way out of it is, if you throw it into an area which it will not sprout, for example, it's an area on a path that everybody's going to walk on, then you also let her throw the seeds and pits in that area. Sifei, asam shawel, uizen akli, milechus akli, chashubi kimachubore, chuchum lakag, vatosh v'chayis. There's some type of moss, a thing that are growing on a kli, a pottery kli, or whatever type of kli it is, or types of fungus, all these things, if you take it off of where it is, scrape it off, is a deraita, because your oikir zavim imakum gedula, it's a normal place to grow in that place, and therefore, and it is a deraita to take it off. In other words, coming out that moss growing on a kli is more stringent than something in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it. Because it's not normal to plant things in a flower pot without a hole. So therefore, it's not considered derech hamalacha if you approach it from there. But if you scrape off the moss or whatever is growing on the kli, which is a normal way for these things to grow over there, then you are chayv at this deraisa. Tzivav, asodim shetofim be'ofim be'boitzioim, deish yelachim. If you have some type of, different types of vegetables or spices or whatever it is, and you want to keep them fresh, the way you keep them fresh is by sticking them into the ground. The moisture of the ground keeps them fresh. So you do not plan to plant it. It's just that you want to keep them fresh, or it can be flowers and you want to keep fresh, and you stuff them into the earth, into the moist earth, to keep them fresh. That situation, muta lechus balam lo yitzim, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos because it's not considered planted. It was just stored over there. Some of them did not take root, but once they take root, even though your intention was not for that purpose, but right now they have taken root, and you remove it from the place it's growing, that is considered Teilish to Malacha. Here's another Kiddush, that if you stuck a branch into earth with intent that it shouldn't grow, so even though it did not yet take root, still the result is take it out. Why? The Mishavuru says it's a derabonim. Since you had intent to plant it, you treat it as something that is planted. Therefore, even though it didn't take root, the derabonim is mutter to take it out. The derabonim, we don't want to confuse it with a situation that it is, has taken root or not taken root. Therefore, if you put it in the ground for it to grow, even though it did not take root, you now take it out on Shabbos. If you just put it there to keep it fresh, then you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. The design also flows a feel me otnis she'enu nokhu. We mentioned before about this flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom, even though technically it's not considered mechuba l'karka, and therefore there's no issa d'raisa, but still it's issa d'rabbanan, removed from a otzus she'enu nokhu. If it has a hole in it, then it's considered part of the ground, a kopon is on the ground floor, and there can be an issa d'raisa by being tovish from that. Sif ches otzus afilu enu nokhu, this flower pot that does not have a hole in it, and we said it's easy to Rabbanan to pick something from it. One should not pick it off the ground and put it on some support, or if it was supported above the ground, not put it on the ground. So we have to understand exactly what is going on over here, that it seems to be some type of Felicia, something was on the ground, and you pick it up off the ground, it's like you're picking it. So the vision of the case was to us that did have hole in it, so till now it's connected to the ground, halachically deriving some type of process from the ground, and you pick it up, you're being toilish. Here we're talking about an otis that doesn't have hole in it. Even so, we're saying this is an iser to pick it up off the ground. So, this is an iser derabbanan. And the question is, once again, by us that has a hole, we can understand that there's this to pick it up. The discussion is the right to the opponent. It's enunoko for changing. It's anyway disconnected from the ground. So the halacha says the issue of the enunoko is either that if you hold it, picking a noko, one with a hole off the ground, is a deraisa. It's a discussion by the Rishonim. If you hold that it is a deraisa to pick a flap out with a hole off the ground, then you may enunoko, say, maybe it's a derabbanan. So you shouldn't confuse these two things. The Mishnah says it's not a good shanda Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to like the Rambam. What the problem is here is that the machloekes is what material is considered nokav even if it does not have a hole in it. So you show that hole that if it's made of wood, it's always considered nokav even without a hole. There's others you show him that hole that if it's cheris, even if it doesn't have a hole, it's considered a hole. So therefore, the reason why you shouldn't pick it up off the ground, whether it's made out of wood or cheris, is because machlek is one of these two considered any nokos, even the eight or cheris, the wood or pottery, do not have a hole in the bottom, but they may have a status of having a hole in the bottom, and if it has a hole in the bottom, it's also to pick it up. So therefore we say, whether it's made out of wood or cheris, you cannot pick it up. There's a difference between the two pshasim that we saw in the Pialoch is, whether it's made out of plastic, or some other material that everybody can metal, made of metal, that everybody agrees that metal is considered, does not have a hole in it, it's considered any nokos. So, according to the first shot we saw, the Xera, Eino Nokov, Hota Nokov, even if the pot is made out of metal without a hole in it, you will not be able to pick it up off the ground. According to the second shot, this Isser of slap out without a hole, that you now pick it up off the ground, will only apply to pottery or wood, not to metal.